Each week at this time, we bring you stories from New Zealanders who are forced to leave their homelands and resettle here. Today, we're speaking to Mahmoud Mohammed from Somalia, originally. Kia ora, Mohammed. Hello.
Kia ora, Tessie. Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How long have you been in New Zealand?
I've been here, so this month marks 20 years. So I came here when I was 8, at the start of the millennium, at 2000.
Man, that's a lot for an 8-year-old to take in. What do you remember about that time?
It was when I came here, you mean?
Yes, when you first arrived in New Zealand.
Well, I just remember the whole country was green and beautiful and cold. So I remember the coldness and because we came here in winter. So it was pretty cold, but otherwise it was pretty nice and people were welcoming and cool and the environment was nice. It was a change of scenery and atmosphere.
Does New Zealand have any sort of profile in Somalia? Did anyone know where it was or anything about the country?
No, we've never heard of it. So, in fact, when you tell people I live in New Zealand, they mistake it for Switzerland. And then tell them it's near Australia. And then they think it's part of Australia. So being a proud Kiwi, I get a bit annoyed when people mistake it for Australia. But no, we didn't have much idea of it.
Oh, look, if you're chippy about Australia, then you really are an authentic New Zealander. How have New Zealanders been to you? How have they treated you? How have you found New Zealanders on the whole since you came here?
Pretty good. People are nice and welcoming. Everybody is just normal.
And how was school life? Did you do well at school here in New Zealand?
So I came here when I was 8. So school was pretty good. But you had the, I had the, although it was good and positive, there was the odd teacher here and there who sort of underestimated your abilities and thought I was being a bit too ambitious. So I remember not being allowed to do mainstream classes, and I remember being discouraged from pursuing further tertiary education. When I first started uni, the road wasn't that easy. It wasn't smooth. I remember struggling in my first few semesters, but eventually I adapted to the expectations of university studies. But along the way, there were amazing and supportive teachers who gave encouragement and support. And I think the greatest skill that allowed me to overcome those tough times was having resilience. And I believe that patience and perseverance combined with resilience and a determination to succeed are vital ingredients to long-term success.
Yeah, they're great ingredients. Sounds like you got them in spades too. You graduated with a master's degree in policy studies. And then you've also been doing community work. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yes, so I've been active in grassroots community work and community organizations. So doing community development work. So in 2018, I was honored and humbled to be a finalist in the Local Hero category of the New Zealand of the Year Awards.
Yeah, that's amazing. What was the work that you were doing?
So I was working in the migrant and refugee community organizations and just delivering mentoring support programs and services and things like that. But I was quite surprised to be shortlisted. So, humbled.
Mm-hmm. Do you have much connection to other Somalis living in New Zealand?
Yeah, so there's quite a big community here. So we see each other around Mount Roskill. Most of them are based around here, Mount Roskill in Auckland. There's a big community in Hamilton, but I don't have much contact over there. But we're a tiny community in Auckland.
What would you, do you often get together, not at the moment, obviously, but, when there's no lockdown, and what do you do when you get together?
I think people just socialize with their friends through community events, just normal community activities like sports programs and educational programs and things like that, and just trying to stay in touch with each other and see how everybody's going.
And do you remember much of your life in Somalia, Mohammed?
No, because I was pretty young, so I don't remember much of that, but my parents certainly did. and how they struggled, and how difficult life back home must have been. But I don't have a big recollection of things.
What would you like to do with your life? Do you have big plans for it?
Say that again?
Do you have big plans for your life, what you want to achieve?
Well, I'm a policy advisor, and I work in the public sector, so pursuing my career in that space. And public service, and yeah. So I'll see where the road leads.
We're pleased to have you here. Thanks so much for your time today. Lovely to meet you.
Thanks, Jesse.
It's Mohammed, originally from Somalia and now living in New Zealand. Came here when he was 8, and he's now 28.